Well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, if my memory serves me right, last week you were asking the question of who was Miller Christie? And what are you looking at this week?
This week I'm asking who was Chelmsford Brenda?
So you're full of questions.
I am, but I've got the answer.
Ah, come on then, tell me. Who was Chelmsford Brenda?
Chelmsford Brenda was actually a St Bernard dog.
Oh, right.
And Chelmsford Brenda achieved fame in, amazingly, Chelmsford, in and around the town centre, during the First World War. She was a dog owned by a Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Smith. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Nathan Smith was a dentist in New London Road. Mm-hmm. And during the First World War, Mrs. Smith approached the Red Cross and asked if she could have permission to take one of their collecting tins and collect on behalf of wounded soldiers.
Mm-hmm, right.
And Chelmsford Brenda, accompanied by her owner or owners, went round all the fundraising events in and around Chelmsford over the next couple of years with a collecting tin attached to Brenda's neck collar, collecting money for the wounded troops. And amazingly, in about 3 years' work, Chelmsford Brenda collected over £300.
Cracky, a lot of money then.
A lot of money by, you know, the early 1900s, First World War. Yeah, absolutely. The dog was awarded a silver medal for her efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Brenda carried on doing sterling work all through the First World War and died at the age of 11 in 1922.
Good stuff. Well, I say good stuff. It wasn't really good stuff. She could have kept going for a bit longer, but there you go.
But not a bad age for a dog.
Very good age for a dog. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at the Purley Brotherhood, or Purley Colony, as they were sometimes known.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.